Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're joining you today from multicultural Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What are we making today?
Today we are going to be preparing for you a dish that I call Mom's Zucchini. So this was a dish created by my mom and we're going to be sharing it with all of you. So here's what you'll need to get started. We've tried our best to make sure all of our ingredients as much as possible are organic. So you will need half of a red onion. You will need approximately 3 zucchinis. These ones were quite small, so we used 3 of them. You will need about 1 medium-sized tomato. We're also going to be using half a block of extra firm tofu, which is approximately 175 grams. Mm-hmm. We've got a handful of cilantro for garnish. We're also going to be using about 2 tablespoons of organic safflower oil. Canola oil is also just fine. So for your spices, you're going to need 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds. You're going to need half of a teaspoon of garam masala. So garam masala is a pretty well-known Indian spice. You can definitely find it in your local supermarket. If not, you can make it yourself. It's a combination of 5 different spices. So in there we've got cumin seeds.
We have cilantro seeds.
Cilantro seeds.
There's cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Cardamom.
Cardamom.
And black pepper.
Black pepper. So you can definitely grind that up yourself. We're also going to be using about half of a teaspoon of turmeric powder and just less than 1 teaspoon of salt. So let's get started. So first of all, we're going to chop our onion. So we'll take our onion and just get rid of the end bits. I'm really going to use about half of that. Okay, so I'm just going to roughly dice the onion. Okay, and then we're just going to put it in one of these bowls here. Get that in. Okay, so next let's get the zucchini. Okay. Need 3 of those. And I'm just going to chop off the end bits a little bit there. So I'm just going to roughly chop these zucchinis.
There's some interesting facts about cumin and cumin seeds. They're very, very rich in iron, so they're extremely a good spice for people who are anemic. They also have vitamin A and vitamin C. And they are also full of essential oils, so they're extremely beneficial to the immune system in fighting the flu and such things. Mm-hmm. And of course they're excellent as an aid to the digestive system in regulating the digestive system.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's get these in our bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start by heating up the oil. So we're going to use about a medium-high temperature and we need about 2 tablespoons of oil. Mm-hmm. And the first thing we're going to do is put in our cumin seeds. Thank you. So we'll just give the oil a second or two to warm up and then we'll throw in the cumin seeds. And you want to let the cumin seeds just roast a little bit. You'll start to smell the aroma a little bit and then we're going to throw in the onion after that.
Yes, the smell of the cumin seeds cooking in the oil. It's one of the best smells you can ever have in your kitchen. It's very appetizing and wonderful.
Okay, so we've got our cumin roasting in the oil here. And you can sort of hear it sizzle a little bit. And you can probably, when you're making it, you can smell it roasting a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even the smell of the cumin activates your saliva glands and that itself just starts your digestive system working. It's very appetizing.
Wonderful. Let's get the onions, please. Thank you. So I'm going to add in my onions now. And we'll just stir that up a bit. So you just want to cook the onions until they become a little bit soft and tender. Mm-hmm. So while this is cooking, maybe I'll start cutting the tofu a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'll just go and make sure it's not burning.
Yes, thank you. Make sure it doesn't burn. So we're using about half a block of extra firm tofu, and I'm just going to cut it into little cubes.
I think it's good. Almost there. It looks like it's getting soft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smells good.
Smells good, mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you can check.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, so I think it's about ready. We don't want to overcook it or brown it too much. I think it's just about right. So let's throw in the zucchini.
Sure.
Thank you. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, let's just mix that in a little bit. So with the zucchini, we're also going to throw in the turmeric powder and the salt now. Thanks.
Turmeric is also a wonderful spice. It's renowned for being an excellent anti-inflammatory. It also has anti-cancer properties. And it adds a beautiful yellow color to the food as well.
Just the salt. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to cover the zucchini and just let that cook for about 5 minutes or so, mm-hmm. Stirring occasionally just so it doesn't burn. And let's get back here. So we've chopped up the tofu. Let's get rid of that. And then I just want my tomato. Get that
this
chopped
is a beautiful
up.
Beautiful tomato.
Thank you.
And I'll go check on the zucchini.
Thanks. Get our tomato in here, mm-hmm. While that's cooking.
Sure. A beautiful red tomato.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you want, we can cut the cilantro while we're waiting.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I'm just roughly chopping the cilantro.
I suppose the last spice is going to be the garam masala.
Yeah, that's right. Garam masala is a very warm spice. All the spices in it are very warm. And so I think they usually don't cook the garam masala with the dish. I think they put it towards the end of when the dish is almost done.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. The word garam actually does mean warm, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes. That's right. Versus the turmeric, which is the yellow spice, that is put in when the dish is first starting to cook because it has to cook with the vegetables. Okay, let's check on our zucchini.
Sure.
Okay.
the spices in garam masala also are very good for the health. The cumin seeds are excellent for the digestion, as we already know. And the cardamom is also excellent for digestion. The cinnamon and the cilantro lower cholesterol. So anyone with high cholesterol, using this spice could help lower their cholesterol.
Okay, so I think we should just add in the tofu now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, pop that in. And we'll just stir that in a little bit.
It's also, I think, important to note that turmeric has a very strong yellow color.
Yeah, it does tend to stain, so even sometimes the utensils you use just might want to wash them quickly afterwards because it does stain.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're about ready to add in our tomato. Almost done here.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the tomatoes are basically, they're not really cooked, they're kind of fresh.
Yeah, we add the tomatoes in right at the end just to keep the dish kind of fresh. We don't want to cook them too much.
Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that color.
Yeah, it's starting to look good. Okay, and I'm just going to add in the last spice, the garam masala.
The garam masala.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to shut off the heat. I think we're pretty much done here. And I'm just going to add the cilantro for the last thing. That's the garnish.
You want me to bring this over?
No, it's okay. Perfect. Alrighty, there you go. I'll just mix that in a little bit. Okay, so there we are, all set.
Wonderful.
All ready. Great, so here we are, all done with our final product here. The zucchini tofu is, I think, best eaten probably with some kind of roti, naan bread, or pita bread. You can also eat it with rice, just whatever you prefer. Also, if you're like me and you like a little bit of spice with your food, I've put in a little bit of mango pickle here, so it makes it a little bit spicy and tasty. So you can do that if you like. Any kind of pickle, achar, chutney, those are all great condiments to go with the food. So if you'd like to do the honors of tasting it.
I would love to. And thank you to my mom-in-law for this wonderful food. It's wonderful. Mmm.
Good, that's good.
That's delicious.
Good, I'm glad it worked out. So thank you so much, viewers, for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, and we hope this dish turns out well for you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.